Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Who do you follow? Who is guiding you? Who is leading you? Whose feet do you sit at and drink in their words? And their ways, and their life. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Everything starts there. Who is your shepherd? To say, "The Lord is my shepherd," has no power or effect in your life. The power and the blessings and the grace can only come if the Lord truly is your shepherd. Because David was following the Lord, he could say, "I shall not want." He knew his shepherd was a good shepherd. He knew his shepherd was the good shepherd. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine." He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them everlasting life, and they shall never perish." David knew the good shepherd. David followed the good shepherd. And that's why David could say with confidence, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Do you believe with all your heart that the Lord is a good God and that he wants to bless you with good things? Do you believe that he wants to feed you and nourish you and cherish you and sustain you? He doesn't lead you to polluted waters. He leads you to the still waters. David knew his shepherd. He followed his shepherd. And he could say, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The Lord isn't there to destroy you. That's what sin is there to do. That's what uncleanness has done. No, the Lord is there to restore you. And his desire is to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Solomon said, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Jesus Christ said, "I'm come that they might have life, and might have it more abundantly." But the path to life is the path of righteousness. and the good shepherd will lead you in that path. David knew his shepherd. David followed his shepherd. And so he could say, even though I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when I have to go through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. David was not afraid of evil. David did not give place to fear in his heart. When fear and confusion and horror attacked David, he didn't receive it. Why? Because the Good Shepherd was with him. He knew that the Good Shepherd would protect him and would comfort him. And so David could say with confidence that no matter what was happening, no matter who was around him, no matter who was present, that the Good Shepherd would feed him. He knew that his Good Shepherd, the Lord himself, would prepare a table for him, even in the presence of his enemies. The Good Shepherd isn't there to destroy you. The Good Shepherd is here to nourish and feed and provide for and sustain you. The Good Shepherd will anoint your head with the oil of gladness. The Good Shepherd will fill your cup to overflowing. And by God's grace, if you follow this Good Shepherd, if you hear the voice of the Son of God and follow him into the paths of righteousness, you too will be able to say with confidence and in a heart of full faith, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Who is your shepherd? Who do you follow? Who do you love, spend time with, drink from? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Psalm 23.